This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. If you didn't, I'm sorry. I'll try my best to bring you into Tuesday. I hope you had a great Monday. Look, here's the deal. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we got a lot to get into of things that took place over the weekend. NFL playoff matchups are set. 2022 season is over, and we're on the road to the Super Bowl. Playoffs will start this weekend. We've had a couple of coaches who have already gotten the boot. Highcliff Kingsbury, I don't know why. He still had a job after last season. And Kevin Durant is out with a knee injury, maybe for 2 weeks, maybe more. Damar Hamlin is home, God bless him. And then here's the deal tonight. I mean, college football national championship game is currently in progress, if I can call it in progress. And right now, at this moment, in the third quarter, the Georgia Bulldogs are beating up on the TCU Horned Frogs to a score. And this is not me, you know, just screwing things up. 45-7. It's about 7.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Georgia is leading 45-7. I think we all knew that there was a lot of potential for this to be an ass whooping. You know, but to this is the extreme. This is like the worst case scenario. And so I, like most people, have been just trying to figure out if they could have a mercy rule, if they could have slowed this down. You know, what does Sonny Dykes tell his team, or what did he tell them at halftime? I think the answer is absolutely nothing. And so when this game concludes, just without mercy, in about, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour, we'll talk about this game. We're going to talk about the expansion of the college football playoff, which we now know will take place in about 2 seasons from now. And so instead of watching, I don't know, 3 ass-whoopings or 4 of them, now we'll have 12 teams involved. So more beatdowns for everybody. Here, if you follow me on social media, you already know everything that we're going to discuss tonight. That is at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I tweeted out a show rundown if you want to go ahead and check that out. And I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Dave, how are you? How was your weekend?
JR, I'm doing okay. I'm doing a lot better than TCU. My weekend was very good, man. How was yours besides this beatdown that we're seeing in a national championship game, believe it or not?
I worked over the weekend. So
you always work.
There you have it. I was on WFAN, and I watched some of the remaining games of the playoffs yesterday, and here we are. So my weekend was good. Thank you very much. We're going to get into this national championship game, and we're not going to dive all that deep into it, but this is why we still don't have a Well, nothing's perfect, so let me not use the word perfect. But we don't have a suitable system. And I guess by expanding the college football playoff in a couple of seasons, it's supposed to widen and open things up a little bit more. I guess we're going to, I don't want to say dilute, but I filter out some of the teams that don't necessarily belong. And I don't want to crap on TCU for being in the national championship game. They deserve it. They beat Michigan. If anything, you need to take a look at Michigan and maybe slap them around a little bit for not getting back to the championship game. And so we'll get into that. This is pretty much the worst thing about, I'd say, college football. I mean, you got teams early on in the year that get paid to be slaughtered, and there's no perfect system, but we'll get there. If you want to talk to me throughout the course of the show, it's real simple. We got a phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I already told you can find me at JR Sport Brief on all social media. We'll keep you up to date as this beatdown progresses. But in the interim, let's talk about some individuals who have already been beat down. And these are actually professionals. These are professional coaches in the NFL. And most coaches, especially in the pros, they exist just to get fired. They exist just to try and help organize the team and then get the boot when things don't go right. And then when things go well, yeah, they get paid nicely, so I don't want to say they run around without reward. But then the players typically get all the credit. And the coach will eventually get the boot when things don't go right. And someone who, they're not going to score again here. Oh, my God. Shep, what do you think the final score? Are they going to get to 60?
Yes. Going to get to 60 by the end of the third quarter the way this is going.
This is terrible.
You think?
I can't even talk about the coaches being fired like Cliff Kingsbury. This is awful.
I mean, listen, we know he's done a great job for a first-year head coach at TCU. We know they were a losing squad last year, but they might fire him mid-game.
They're not going to fire him.
I understand
him.
That, but the way this game is going, they might as well.
You can't fire a coach.
JR, this is the most utter embarrassment I've ever seen in a national championship game in the history of college football.
Oh, my God. Okay, he dropped the ball. Good. I was like, she can't catch a 40-yard pass and back off. Man, terrible.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything you don't know here. Like, Georgia shouldn't even be in this game. Like, they got lucky and then some.
Oh, with Ohio with the field goal. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not a dirty play on Ohio State's, you know, best player, Ohio State should be in this game.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant at this point. I mean, we can look at the past two games. There's a larger, I don't want to call it a problem, but we see this in college athletics all the time. Here's the deal. Georgia is a championship caliber squad. Don't matter what happened last game. They're still one of the best in the country, and they're showing it right now as they obliterate another top team in the country that maybe shouldn't be here. They deserve to be here on the merit of winning the games. But TCU is... They're not in the ball game. And I don't think it's a matter of it's anybody's fault. It's the system's fault. I can't look at Dykes and say, oh, man, you know, you can only coach who's in front of you. That's it. It's terrible. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Howard is here from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Howard?
You know, this is a massacre. I mean, this is terrible. This is hard to watch. I mean, you know, the college football playoff committee, you don't put in Alabama because they lost by a combined four scores. Bryce Young was, you know, he'll be the first guy drafted in the NFL draft. Will Anderson Jr. will be the first defensive end drafted in the draft. You know, I mean, if you really want to get down to college football, it's 4 and 5 stars. And Georgia is loaded, and they have been for the last 2 years. And I'm going to tell you guys this. Who's the one team that's beat Georgia in the past 2 years?
Never
that
heard of them. Let me ask you a
Alabama.
Question.
Alabama.
What's your name?
Howard.
And you're calling from where?
Buffalo.
Okay, and you called from where last week?
What's that?
No, you called me last week, right?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't call me from another city starting with a B?
No, sir.
Okay. And this is your first time you have spoken to me?
I think so. I don't normally call into talk radio shows, but I think this is my first time.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a wink-wink on that one, okay? Howard from Buffalo, okay?
Yeah, wink-wink. What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Go ahead and make your point about Alabama. Howard from Buffalo. Go ahead.
Yeah, Perry.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up now because I feel like I'm being insulted.
Oh, okay. All right. Wink, wink. Appreciate you, okay?
No, you don't. You don't appreciate me, and you just insulted me.
Well, didn't we go through that on Friday when you called from Boston?
No, I didn't call from Boston. I've never been to Boston.
Oh, you have two kids, right? 9 and 13, right?
No. I wish I did. I'm a gay man.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Howard from Buffalo. Wink, wink. Appreciate you. Hey, Shep, what is he, a TCU fan now? What happened to that guy?
He was originally Perry from Alabama. The problem is when they call from a mass number, their ID doesn't show up. They understand that. So he's a new identity every single week. Although I don't think he understands that if you do identify as gay, you can still have kids. I think he missed the memo on that.
Well, this is also the same man last week who didn't understand the difference between speaking literally and figuratively.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember. He came back about it. It was about an hour of conversations worth in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, he called back.
Yep.
So,
many times.
He has moved from Alabama. Was it Boston, New England, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now he's in Buffalo, Howard.
Yeah, he's moved more than Kardashians have husbands the last few years.
He's a modern-day, I don't know, Carmen Sandiego. Is that who that is?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He's modern-day Carmen Sandiego.
He was catching the 90s.
Yeah, Carmen. Yeah, where in the world is she? They're not going to score. What are they doing? Oh, man.
You just said they're not going to score?
I'm trying to be... I don't even know what the word is. Is it positive? Like, they could take... If they could just take one knee and just wipe out the rest of the third quarter and the fourth quarter.
Sure.
Like, everybody would be thrilled over this. Like, what is the celebration going to look like when the final whistle blow? Like, what is that even going to look like?
Yeah.
It's like this whole game has been a celebration. Nobody's going to run around excited. There hasn't been an intriguing play. This has just literally been... And there's a touchdown. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, that's what I was saying. You're a little behind because I saw Bennett just throw another one.
Oh, my God. This is awful. And you know the other bad part is right before I came on air, the TCU cheerleaders, they still got to cheer for this crap. That's the worst thing. Like, they got to smile and cheer and... There's nothing to cheer about. All of my friends who love the Bulldogs, everybody's kind of just like, oh, yeah, whatever. Okay, yeah, we winning. Yeah, champion. We know we won already. There's nothing to – this is a disaster. 855-212-4CBS. Robbie is – he's calling from Jacksonville, Florida. Robbie, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Jared, what's up, man? Also, sorry if my voice is, dude, I lost it Saturday. Hey, man, it was wild. I was screaming the whole time. You told me to call you, regardless win or lose, so here I am. Also, the win's happening this weekend, too. Chargers aren't coming in here and beating us again. So,
well,
no,
the Chargers do have a tendency to always choke things away. And so what was the vibe like at the game? What is it now? TIAA Arena or something like that?
It's TIAA Bank Field now, man. Yeah. Used to be Alltel Stadium. Alltel Stadium, and then I can't remember the bank after
that. Who
cares about the
name now? But that final play, basically the fumble towards the end, well, what was it like in there on Saturday?
Man, it was wild. Honestly, it... from my standpoint, I truly thought it was a forward pass. They didn't really review it in the stadium, to be fair. I mean, I'll just be fair about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we came out with the dub, and it was a good day for us.
No, absolutely. Listen, man, nobody cares about the Tennessee Titans at this point. It's nice to see the Jags back in it, finishing the season. What is it, five straight games won now at this point?
Say that one more time, man. I didn't really hear you.
Five games that you guys have now won in a row. And I think it's six of the last seven, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so are you enjoying the ride here, or do you expect something from the Jags?
Ooh, I'm enjoying the ride, but that's a devil's advocate, like double-edged sword type question right there. I mean, yeah, like I do expect something at this point. So I expect to beat the Chargers this week. I mean, there's no reason we shouldn't. And then from that point, you know, we'll go from there, I guess. But, you know, if we beat the Chargers this week and we get into the divisional round, that's a flip of the coin from there, man. Like, we've been playing so good, I truly don't see any reason.
Okay. All right, Robbie. Well, listen, if the Jags decide to roll all the way to the Super Bowl, then you call me back and consider yourself someone with a dinner, okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, thank you, Robbie, for calling from Jacksonville. Yeah, that was a good game on Saturday night. I'm watching the game. I'm like, no, the Jags can't go out here and lose against this sorry-ass, no-quarterback-having team. And they got a gift at the end. They were able to win. Congratulations to the Jags as they're going back to the playoffs for the first time since that AFC championship game. Speaking of a championship game, the disaster continues in Los Angeles. Right now, the Georgia Bulldogs are beating TCU 52-7. About 2 minutes left here in the third. The bleeding will not stop. Let's just hand the trophy to the Bulldogs right now. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. Yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they have more of their season left. We're going to talk about some coaches who have nothing left because they have been fired. Hi, Cliff Kingsbury. Hi, Lovie Smith. We're just getting started here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Appropriately, the song you hear in the background is called Blow the Whistle. And that's exactly what I think everybody wants to take place in this college football national championship game. The fourth quarter is just underway. And Georgia is beating TCU 52-7. They cannot blow the final whistle any faster, any sooner. I mean, the score at halftime of this game was 35-7. Halftime. I mean, we knew that Georgia was favored. We knew it was going to be tough for TCU to hang in there, but, I shorted Georgia. The halftime score was 38-7. My apologies for omitting the field goal that they kicked, I believe, on their second possession, where they also threatened for a touchdown. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk some NFL too. We got Tim here from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Very well.
Okay, well, you know, I was watching the game before I had to leave to work, and I saw what was happening in the first quarter, and then the rain started coming down here in Modesto like it has all week long, and I knew the game was going to be a blowout. By the time I got to work, rain was heavier than whatever, buckets and buckets, and the scoring kept going on and on and on. I knew it was going to happen.
So you think, and much love to everybody out on the West Coast dealing with all of the terrible storms and the flooding. You think you think God is crying for TCU right now? Is that what's going on?
You know, JR, I don't know, but I know one thing. God is not taking care of California right now. We are flooded out.
Yeah, I know. I see a lot of the photos and the images. I wish nothing but the best for everybody out there. Are you smooth? You okay, Tim?
I'm smooth. I'm cool. I'm doing my night watchman at a big truck yard here in Modesto. And the rain keeps coming, and the score keeps going up.
Right. Yeah, and there's still more time for them to be decimated. I'm hoping that they don't put up 60 at this point. It seems that Georgia has pulled. Oh my God, they haven't. What are they? Well, Tim, I think they still got the starters out there. I think they're gonna pull them eventually. Okay,
JR, and why yes. haven't they pulled the starters?
No, they did. They did. What they did was okay. They allowed them to go out onto the field, and they called a timeout, I believe, to allow them the full walk-off so they at least have the experience. So that's what took place there, okay?
Okay, JR, well, you take care, and love your show, and listening to you at night.
Appreciate you. You be safe, and you be well out there. Yeah, Shep, that is the – that was the only moment they were going to get, because I saw them go out there. I said, what the hell? What's Stetson Bennett doing out there? I'm watching them, and I'm saying I saw his the backup warming up, and then they called the timeout so they could get an ovation walking off the field, which is nice because there's not going to be any other quote-unquote moment
right.
In this game.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you think about all the great coaches we've had in college football the last decade, you think of, unfortunately, Urban Meyer. You obviously think of Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney. And Kirby Smart's the individual that's going to become the first person in the FBS playoff system to be back-to-back national champion as a head coach. Like, no one saw that coming. He was always second fiddle to Saban in Alabama.
Yeah.
Good for him, and good for Georgia, and go Dogs.
Yeah, and he just got paid, too. I wonder if he gets another raise.
Yeah,
it's like he got a raise. Kirby Smart got a raise last year after winning, and it took like a couple of months, and it's just like, no, sir, Nick Saban has to make more money than you. I hope Kirby Smart gets a raise. What do I know?
Yeah, and JR, yes. They've had some. You look at their season. This is not the season of 2021. We're outside of Alabama. They completely demolished everyone in sight. This season, you look at what happened against Missouri, Kentucky. They didn't look like they were going back-to-back.
Yeah, no, they had their moments throughout the course of the season. I think it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to get into the playoff, but for them to do and dismantle teams with their defense the same way that they did, it wasn't written or etched in stone that they would do so. I just wish that they were taking on better competition here in this championship game. But, you know, all things considered, you can only beat the folks who are directly in front of you. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Columbia, South Carolina, and let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello. I'm talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'll make some quick comments. As many of our listeners know, Trevor Lawrence would have been the number one pick all 3 years of his college career.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, because he won the national championship as a freshman and went up to the White House and ate his burgers.
Right.
And then he the number one pick, and I am predicting that the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be similar, if not the same, as to what the Miami Dolphins were back in the 60s and 70s. As the listeners may or may not know, Steve Spurrier was the Heisman Trophy winner, and Bob Greasy was behind him by many, many votes, way behind Steve Spurrier. But Miami drafted Bob Greasy, and in about 4 years, they were undefeated and Super Bowl champs. and I'm predicting a similar thing is going to happen in Jacksonville, sir.
So what do you have, a crystal ball?
No, I just know that Trevor Lawrence is such a fine athlete, and so was Bob Greasy. And I just see that
you're predicting. Help me out. Wait. Let's slow down here. You're predicting a Jacksonville Jaguars perfect season soon, next year.
No, I'm predicting that they are going to, within 2 years, make the Super Bowl. I've just said Miami had their perfect season. Okay. But I'm saying that Jacksonville, with their quarterback, is going to be in the Super Bowl within 2 years.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve. Years. Well, can you give me some lotto numbers while you're at it?
No, sir. I'm not good at that.
All right. Well, then I don't think you're good at the other thing as well. Thank you, Steve, for calling from Columbia. Look, I mean, I don't want to call that a stretch. I mean, they're improved. They have improved. They have a head coach that has actually gone to and won a Super Bowl. They don't have that clown Urban Meyer there anymore. Trevor Lawrence does have talent. His touchdown interception ratio over the past, 2 months is 14-2, I believe. So he's been able to turn things around. They're on a winning streak. Yeah, who would be shocked or surprised if they went out there and beat the Chargers? I wouldn't. But, I mean, to go ahead and put him in the Super Bowl in 2 years? Trevor Lawrence is the leader. Now it's going to be up to him to put together a full season next year. And there's no reason to think that he won't, really. But let's chill out. Let him get through this year first before we start putting him in the Super Bowl in exactly 2 years. Why not three? A matter of fact, Doug Peterson, the man I just told you about, after that victory against the Titans on Saturday, he said he's proud of his guys. Take a listen to this.
You know, I'm so proud of the guys for the way they have just all season long just hung together and you know, through the face of adversity at times and even through some of the high moments, you know, we just stayed the same. Just stayed the same.
Yeah, stayed the same. Well, I'm glad they didn't stay the same from the beginning of the season when they were pretty much just 2-6. And they lost 5 in a row. This is the tale of two halves. This is like the reverse Arizona Cardinals, who somehow, some way, always look okay, and then they end up crap in the bed, typically after injuries, or typically after their coach goes out there and is just a complete jackass. Anyway, he's no longer their head coach because Cliff Kingsbury has gotten the boot. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're getting ready for this news flash with Marco Belletti. Before we do that, hey, Marco, man, how many points is Georgia going to score in this game?
As many as they want. That's basically what it comes down to. Do they feel like scoring more, which they're about to, and I think they're right in the end zone again. So make it at least 59. How about that, JR?
At least 59. So I've been watching football for a long time. You've been watching football for a long time. Shep has been watching football for a long time. I assume every listener here has been watching football for a long time or listening. There's no such play where you can just, like, take a knee and the clock just wipes out completely.
You know, that'd be cool. You get a running clock. Can we do that? I mean, don't we do that in high school where you can just, after the second half, when you're down by, like, 40 or something, they don't stop the clock for any reason, incompletion, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just run it.
Just run it. Let the clock run. It would
even when they score before the kickoff, just let it run through the kickoff. It'll take another 2 extra minutes.
Yeah. This is sad. I'm gonna get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're gonna talk about that Cliff Kingsbury guy who just got the boot.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. Enjoy your show, man. I've been tuned in for about a month, man. I've been locked in, so I appreciate your work, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Even the backups are now sacking Max Duggan. The score is 59-7. The Georgia Bulldogs are beating up, smacking up, beating down, annihilating, eviscerating, torturing TCU. At least the clock is running. At the top of the hour, we'll finally talk about some of these coaches who have been given the boot. We'll take a look at some of the final numbers here in this annihilation of a game that feels like something that you would watch in high school. And we would have got the mercy rule by now. 855-212-4CBS. Marty is calling from Louisiana. Hey, Marty, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, sir?
Very well.
Appreciate your show. Appreciate your analysis. It's always very practical, and I appreciate that.
Thanks.
So I think the national championship probably happened last weekend when Ohio State played Georgia. Yeah. And what we're seeing tonight is a result of the vastly superior talent that Georgia has, you know, and the fact that they play in the SEC and, you know, head-to-head play in the SEC is full on, you know, and I, in a way, you know, I appreciate that TCU is there, but the talent is, it's obvious what's really going on, you know. I don't know, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, the last Big 12, they're busting out, oh my God, here we go. Oh man, we got another touchdown. There's another
I know.
Yeah, this is, what are we doing here?
And they can't do anything about it because you said it. The way the system's set up, obviously, you know, yeah, Georgia should probably be playing Alabama or to me, Ohio State in the national championship.
Listen,
we'd have seen it
every week. We get some rankings, and this is the thing. This is not like, you know, in Europe where you got the Champions League and you have so many, you know, different conferences, and then the conference winners go into a massive tournament and then you crown the champ and you know that you have the best of the best from every divisional conference. We literally have people who sit in a room week to week and they go, well, this team should do this and this team should do that and this team should do this. It's we will never have equity or parity in college football because there's no way for everybody to play. You know what's going to change this, Marty? Over the next, I don't know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years when we just have, I don't, two super conferences, you know?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no way to change that because you're going to have teams – whether it's a Cincinnati 1 year or it's a TCU the next year, and everybody, I don't want to call it a handout, but it's just like, oh, they deserve it, and look at the teams that they played, and let's give them a chance. And they got their chance. They're getting their ass whooped.
Texas and Oklahoma are about to go to the SEC.
Soon.
You know?
Soon.
So it's kind of turning into what you're saying, you know? And I just don't know how, other than Ohio State, you know, maybe Notre Dame – we'll get there, you know, an ACC team. But the recruiting is just the players are going to the SEC, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
Thank
just
you,
reality,
Marty.
I mean.
It's,
have a good
it
night,
sucks.
Sir.
You as well, Marty. The score is 65-7. 65-7. There's a little more than 7 minutes left in the game. 65-7. This is the national championship game, right? Hey, Shep, this is the national championship. These are supposed to be the two best teams, right? Supposed to be?
This looks like Georgia and College of Charleston.
Yeah, but it's It's supposed to be the two best teams, right?
In theory, yeah.
Okay, supposed to be. Okay. Tom is here from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Hey guys. I'm not all that hyped up and impressed because Georgia doesn't look any better than what Nebraska was doing, you know, back in the 90s, like, you know, like when they beat Tennessee, you know, I mean, so now it's Georgia, you know, so what? So I'll take Nebraska over this Georgia team. And
well, it's not so much. I mean, we can go back in time. I don't think anybody's looking at this Georgia Bulldogs team and saying, oh, my God, it's the best college football team of all time. I think that point is kind of totally separate. The bigger issue here that I think most people are wrapping their heads around, and we all know this, but it stinks when it's put right in your face, it's the level of competition and how you actually crown a champion. It's more so about TCU. It's TCU here. And then what happens 2 years from now when now we got a 12-team playoff? Is TCU getting a boot earlier? That's the question.
Another thing is that Georgia just has better play calling. I mean, if anything, TCU should have figured out that they should have started doing some trick plays.
The only trick play that was going to work here, Tom, was a Harry Houdini trick. If they made Georgia disappear off the field, there was no trick play that was going to go out there and save TCU tonight. The only thing that was going to save TCU is if they were able to bring in NFL players tonight, because the fact is Georgia has too much talent. There's no compensating for that. If you want to think about play calling, they whooped their ass, man. That's it. There wasn't a play call that was going to save them. Georgia's back to back. And this was a bloodbath. Sorry. I feel bad for all the cheerleaders at TCU who had to stand on the side of the field and cheer while their team was getting destroyed. Ain't nothing to smile and be happy about. 65-7 and the cheerleaders were still out there. They were out here cheering for what? 855-212-4CBS. Dalton is calling from Topeka. What's up, Dalton?
Hey, JR. How are you doing tonight, man?
Excellent.
All right. So what I was wondering, man, is a couple years ago, people were writing Stetson Bennett off, obviously, walk on everything, justifiably so. But after winning two national championships in a row, he is going to get drafted somewhere. So, one, I'm asking a two-part question. What do you think his draft stock is? And do you think he's going to be more like a Dak Prescott or a Kirk Cousins?
What? You're joking. You're joking. You're not serious.
Yeah, a little bit. In a jokingly way. Is he going to be drop it?
We had this conversation last Friday on the show. I don't know if you heard it, but we had this conversation last Friday with college football, just football expert, Emory Hunt came on and joined us. And I'm going to ask you just maybe two, three simple questions that I think might answer your question. Do you know how tall Stetson Bennett is?
No.
You know how heavy he is?
Maybe 210?
No. 220? Do you know how old he is?
23.
He's the same age as Lamar Jackson. He is 25 years old.
Wow.
He is listed at 5'11", 190 pounds. You want to know who's bigger than him?
I feel like you're about to blow my mind. Go ahead, man.
No, the other small guy in the NFL who they say is too small to do anything, Kyler Murray, by all sides, is larger than him. He's bigger than him. And so
oh
I mean,
my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dawson.
Boom.
Yeah, boom yeah. goes the dynamite. Look, Stetson Bennett at the next level is going to be holding a clipboard. All right? If he wants to he will go down. Oh, yeah, you got two national championships. Great. A college football guy, and he's already the toast of the town in Athens based on the championship from last year. Everybody had to wait since the 80s, and now he's going back-to-back. Like, he will be that guy. He will be able to go to Athens and go around Atlanta as he continues to age, and he's going to sign helmets, and he's going to be at luncheons, and he will be at car dealerships, and he's going to do all the things that championship-winning guys do. And maybe, just maybe, maybe he'll have some type of, gig in the league. Maybe. Emery came on last week, and he said it would probably be a good idea, you know, if he wants to play and maybe actually go to the NFL, to go into the XFL and sling the rock around a little bit. But it's not like Stetson Bennett has a high ceiling. If he wants to play football, man, go max out. If you want to just stop at the college level and make money, I think every decision that he makes from here should strictly be financial. As the Bulldogs, with 65 points, have now scored more points than any team ever in a college football national championship game. 65 points. They still have the ball. A little less than 4 minutes left. Hey, Shep, are they going to put another score up, or are they going to just kind of show some mercy? What do you think?
I'm shocked if they don't get 72-7 when it's all said and done, JR.
Uh-oh. Isn't that evil? That's bad, right? You can't do that.
I got a really quick question for you. I know we're a little up against it, but when you discuss a quarterback that has gone back-to-back national champions, that being the starting quarterback, a guy I think of is J.J. McCarron. Played 8 years in the NFL, never a household name, but he was able to make a career in the NFL. You don't see Stetson's ceiling being a little higher or at least the same level?
Not based on his size, no, and his athleticism. And I know we can say that, and tonight he's running the ball and he's juking. Nah, I don't think so. A backup, maybe. Third string, maybe. If we talk about this guy 5 years from now in the league, I'd be shocked. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.